So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa which describes the evils of charging interest. Amar Biesi, Boi re'eis samoyes einehim shalmave beribis. Come and see the indifference of those who lend with interest. Ordinarily, adam kar l'chaveri rasha, yoredim oy l'chayev. If someone refers to another as a rasha, that person will avenge himself at all costs. Yet, hey mevi'in eidim v'lavler v'kulmas v'diyoy, v'kaisvin v'chaisvin, pleini zekofer b'lekei Yisrael. This person brings a scribe and witnesses and signs a document lending money with interest, effectively allowing them to affirm that he has denied the authority of Hashem. The Gemara cites another braisa which describes the consequences of lending with interest. The pasuk in Tehillim states, "Kaspoy lo nosa b'neshech v'sheicher al noki lo lokach, oise eila lo yimit lo ilam." And the braisa explains the pasuk as follows: "Kol mi sheyesh li ma'os o malva oisem shlei beribis." If one lends money without interest, he shall not falter. In other words, he will retain his assets, and halalu mismaitin va'ilan. Even if they do falter, they will recover. The pasuk implies, however, that kolamalva beribis nechasav mismaititin, one who does lend with interest will lose his possessions, and halalu mismaitin va'ainan ailan, when they falter, they will not recover. The previous Mishnah on Daf Ayin continues, v'chem begir ta'ishav. Regarding the laws of interest, a non-Jew who resides in Eretz Yisrael and observes the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the Seven Noahide laws, has the same halacha as all non-Jews, in that lovin men umalvin leisim beribis, one may borrow from them or lend them with interest. However, the Gemara cites a braisa, Rebbe Eimer, ger teishav amr lein ribis, eina yideya mahu. Rebbe challenged this ruling from the following pasuk. V'chi yamuch achicha umate yadto imach ve'chazakta ba'i ger b'seishav achai imach, it seems that it is forbidden to take interest from a ger teishav. The Gemara answers, "Miksiv altikach meitam meitoiksiv miYisrael." The pasuk uses this singular expression, limiting the prohibition of lending with interest to a ger tzedek, a full-fledged convert. And the reference to a ger teishav, Rashi explains, is only le'inim b'chay imach. Shatim mitzuv al hachiyosei. We have an obligation to help him with his needs. The Braisa of Rebbe also discusses a similar contradiction regarding an Eved Ivri being sold to a Ger Tzedek, a full-fledged convert. The pasuk says, "Chisasig yad Ger v'seishav imach, v'nimka la Ger teishav imach," teaching us, "Ger kani Eved Ivri." A convert can acquire a Jewish slave. However, another Braisa says that "Ger loy kani Eved Ivri." The Braisa first states, "Ein ha-ger nikne b'Eved Ivri." A convert cannot become a Jewish slave, as the pasuk says, "V'shavim al-mashpachtoi." Upon completing his term, he returns to his family, and the convert does not have any blood relatives. Ve'ein isha v'ger koinen eved ivri. Women cannot acquire Jewish slaves because lav orchara, it's not proper because they will be secluded together. And ger lo koni eved ivri. Converts cannot acquire Jewish slaves because gemiri demakni koni delay makni lo koni. We have a tradition that one who cannot be acquired as a slave cannot himself acquire a slave. And the Gemara answers, Ein koine v'dina ki Yisrael. He cannot acquire an Eved Ivri as a Jewish slave owner, but he can acquire an Eved Ivri in the manner of a non-Jewish slave owner. And the Gemara cites a braisa that explains the difference. Hanirza ben nimker lanachri, eina oved lo yasa ben v'lo yasa bas. A slave whose heir was born and a slave owned by a non-Jew go free upon their master's death and do not serve as heirs. However, an Eved Ivri owned by a Yisrael does serve as heirs. The Gemara discusses other halachas pertaining to loans involving non-Jews. The pasuk states, "Altikach meitoy neshach b'sarbis." You may not take interest, and the Gemara infers, "Avalata nasuloy arif." You may serve as a guarantor for a loan that involves interest. Now, the braisa cannot refer to arif le'Yisrael, a guarantor for a Jew's loan, because another braisa states, "Elu avim b'leisa se hamalva v'haleva arif va'edim." The lender, the borrower, the guarantor, and the witnesses to the loan all transgress the prohibition against loaning with interest. Rather, Arev Lenachri, the Braisa permits serving as a guarantor to a non-Jew who is lending money to a Jew. However, the Gemara asks, Dine Denachri de Azla Basel Arva. Under secular law, the lender claims his debt directly from the guarantor, and later the Jewish borrower will have to reimburse his Jewish guarantor the amount of the loan with the interest. The Gemara answers, Shekibul Lav Lodin Bedini Yisrael. The Braisa refers to a case where the non-Jew accepted this aspect of Jewish law and will claim his debt from the borrower first. The Mishnah concludes, Malvi Yisrael Mo'esav Shal Akum Midas Akum. Aval Lo Midas Yisrael. A Jew may lend a non-Jew's money to another Jew with the non-Jew's consent, but not with the Jew's consent. And the Braisa explains, Yisrael shalav amoyis min hanachri beribis, ubikesh lach zir mloy. If a Jew borrowed money with interest from a non-Jew and is now ready to return it, and matzi Yisrael achar va'amoloy tinam li'vani el'lucho k'derech shatam maloloy osir. He may not lend the money to another Jew under the same terms with interest because the loan is between the two Jews. The second borrower owes the principal and interest to the first borrower, both Jews. However, vim himidu etzal nachri mutter, if he presents him to the non-Jew and gains his approval, it is permitted because the first Jew is simply acting as an agent for the non-Jewish lender, and the loan is between the non-Jew and the Jew. The second borrower, a Jew, now owes the principal and interest to the original lender, a non-Jew. Similarly, but in the reverse, Nachri shalav amoyis miYisrael beribis, ubikesh lachzir mloy. If a non-Jew borrowed money from a Jew with interest and is now ready to return it, Matzai Yisrael achav amoloy tnamli vani elcha kederech shatam aloloy mutter. He may lend the money to another Jew under the same terms because the loan is between the non-Jew and the Jew. The second borrower, a Jew, owes the principal and interest to the first borrower, a non-Jew, who is now the lender, and the Jew may pay him interest. However, v'memidi eitzel Yisrael aser. If he presents him to the Jew and gains his consent, it is forbidden because the non-Jew is acting as an agent for the Jewish lender and the loan is between the two Jews. The second borrower, a Jew, now owes the principal and interest to the original lender, also a Jew, which is forbidden. However, the Gemara questions the above-mentioned concept of shlichus, of one being an agent for another person, because shlichus is derived from teruma, where the pasuk states, "Kein terimu gam atem, gam l'ram b'shluchachem." Your agent can also separate your teruma. However, ma atem b'nei b'viris, af shluchachem b'nami b'nei b'viris. A non-Jew cannot serve as an agent for a Jew to separate his teruma. Furthermore, kol ateru kula mitruma gamrin la. This halacha is applied to all other areas of Torah law, and a non-Jew can never serve as an agent for a Jew. Additionally, a Jew cannot act as an agent for a non-Jew either. Thus, the principle, ein shlichus l'nachri. A non-Jew cannot act as an agent for a Jew, nor can a Jew act as an agent for a non-Jew. Therefore, seifa l'chumra. In the latter case, the Braisa may rule stringently and not allow the non-Jewish borrower to lend the Jewish lender's money, with his consent, to the second Jewish borrower, as if he is acting as his agent. However, Reisha ihu nihu dekashokal mine revisa. In the first case, the non-Jewish lender's consent should not permit the loan, because the first Jew cannot act as his agent, and so it remains a loan from the first Jewish borrower to the second Jewish borrower. The Gemara answers, Kugin shenotl v'nosin miyad. The non-Jewish lender first took the money from the first Jewish borrower, and his loan is now considered repaid. The non-Jewish lender then gave it to the second Jew, therefore he's borrowing directly from the non-Jew, and he may pay interest. Although this seems obvious, the Gemara explains that we might have thought, Nachri gufe ki avit adaita di yisrol kugomer v'yav. Since the non-Jewish lender is giving the money based on the first Jewish borrower's say-so, he did not accept the money as repayment. Rather, he just transferred the money from the first to the second Jewish borrower, and it's considered a loan between the two Jews and forbidden. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us that it's not so. Rather, as explained earlier, the first loan is considered repaid, and this is a new loan from the non-Jewish lender to the second Jewish borrower and permitted.